Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Mem Tes, Pesachim 49. And today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah says on 49a, HaHolech Lishchut Es Pescho, let's say a person is going on his way to slaughter his Pesco Am, Hu Amoas Pino, where he's going to circumcise his son, Hu Achol Sudas Erus in Bebeis Chamav, or to go and partake in a meal for a wedding in his father-in-law's house, v'nizkor sheyesh lo chametz bebeiso, and he remembers that he has chametz in his home, and he hasn't yet burnt it. What should he do? Im yachol achzor ovar, if he's able to return to his home and to destroy it, v'lachzor umtzaso, and then be able to go back and do the mitzvah, like to slaughter the lamb or to circumcise his son, or to eat the suda, or to go to the festive meal of the wedding, yachzor v'yivar, he should go back and destroy the chametz. But otherwise, if he doesn't have time to do that, b'mu'av mevatel b'libo, otherwise he should nullify the chametz in his mind. In this context, since the Gemara was talking about going to this meal, which was a mitzvah, or the sudas erusin, so the Gemara discusses that. The Gemara discusses going to a meal. So says the Gemara, the Braisa states, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol suda sheina shel mitzvah. Let's say you have a meal that is not a mitzvah. Ein talmid chacham rashai le'anos mimena. A Torah scholar is not allowed to benefit from a meal that's not a mitzvah. So kigon mai, what's that an example of? What's an example of a suda that's not a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, like if a daughter of a Kohen marries Yisrael, that since a Bas Kohen, really according to the Gemara, should be married to a Kohen, and not to nullify their family, or to make a pagam, to make a blemish on their family's lineage. So if the Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, it's a bad thing. Regular, if the daughter of a Kohen marries a regular Jew, it's not a good thing. So what's the reason why it's prohibited to partake in this mitzvah? Because according to the Iyun Yaakov, it looks like he's agreeing to this shidduch. He's agreeing to this marriage, and even though this marriage is not being done in the will of the rabbis, what about the fact that the Mordechai says, and Mordechai died in 1297 in the Rindfleisch massacres in Germany, so the Mordechai says, what about the fact that today, already back in the days of the Mordechai, people had the practice of partaking in the Sudas Nisuin, in these marriages of a regular Jew to the daughter of a Kohen, or a regular Am Haaretz to the daughter of a Torah scholar, because the Mordechai says, because we turn them into a Sudas Mitzvah, we turn into a meal of a Mitzvah by saying songs and praises to Hashem, and so therefore the meal is going to be considered like a Sudas Mitzvah. But that's the approach of the Mordechai. The Iyun Yaakov says a different explanation. He says, no, that when it says Ein Rashai, that you're not allowed to participate, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to participate in an expression that it's prohibited. What rather it means is that you're not obligated to participate. But if a person wants to sit at this meal, it's certainly okay. That's how the Iyun Yaakov understands it. So back to the Braisa. The Braisa says, another example of a meal that a Torah scholar is not allowed to benefit from it is also the daughter of a Torah scholar, Bas Talmud Chacham Am Haaretz. If the daughter of a Torah scholar marries an Am Haaretz, an ignorant person, that's also a type of feast that a person should not participate in it. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bas Kohen Israel ain zivugin oleyafa, that if the Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, marries a regular Jew, then the zivug, then the marriage between them is not going to go up and be successful, because the zivug doesn't go up under these circumstances, doesn't succeed. So ask the Gemara, Mayi, what's going to be in the end of this zivug, of this marriage, which is the Bas Kohen, the Bas Talmud Chacham to the Am Haaretz, or the Bas Kohen to the regular Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Rav Chista says, it's going to in the end turn out to be almana, either she's going to be a widow, or grusha, or she's going to be divorced, or zera in law, or she's not going to have any offspring. This is very, very harsh language, but in another braisa we learned, even worse, kovra, that she's going to die before her time, o kovarto, or she's going to bury him, or she's going to bring him to poverty. It's a very, very harsh language. So the Ben Yoyada writes that these harsh languages are written in the braisa. And also that which Rav Chista said, that such a thing happens, that that he's going to be burying the people if a regular Jew marries a Bas Kohen, that's really, says the Ben Yoyada, said on their time, in their days, because there the Kohanim, in those days, the Kohanim were Miuchasim, they were attributed to be Kohanim, we knew for sure that they went back to Aretz, back to Aharon HaKohen, and the Amei Aretz in those days, the regular people, they were really bad and really sinful. But says the Ben Yoyada, But nowadays, that the Kohanim are not Miuchasim, we don't know for sure that these are Kohanim. They're just what's called Kohane Chazaka. We just have a presumption that they're Kohanim, but we don't know for sure that they're Kohanim. And also, our Amei Aretz, they're not bad and sinful. If a person's just uneducated, he's just ignorant, but he's not bad or sinful. So therefore, these words are not said, these teachings don't apply. And therefore, according to the Ben Yoyada, it's permitted for an Amei Aretz to marry the daughter of a Kohen. And he says, and now you should be careful, of course, about these things, but that's generally speaking what he says. And indeed, the Gemara says, how could it be the case? And somebody wants to get wealthy, should connect to the seed of Aaron, and kol shekein she Torah kahuna ma'asharton, and because the merits of the Torah and the kahuna will make them wealthy. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yochanan says one will get wealthy by marrying a Kohen, that's referring to a Torah scholar marries a daughter of a Kohen, that they're going to be blessed by that. But if it's an Am Haaretz who marries a Kohen, it's going to be bad for Aaron and bad for the descendants of Aaron, and they're going to be punished as a result of it. But we see that even though it's not meant to be taken literally, we see that that lineage is important. But we have to bear in mind what the Ben Yoyada says, that today all of us are weak lineage. And so therefore we should all take that in a grain of salt when we apply it today.